Bob Wall.
No, no. Ulysses S. Grant. Grant. Ulysses S. Grant's running against Peterman.
Oh, that's right.
But they're running against Bob.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, but he's coming back.
Dad's getting voted up there.
I'm not sure I'll pay.
Peterman's losing. Yeah.
This evening, we have three public hearings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Conditional use number 1677, conditional use 1694, and conditional use number 1696, all of Tidewater Utilities Incorporated. At this time, I'll have legal counsel Jim Griffin explain how he will conduct the public hearings. Mr. Griffin.
Good evening. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications or legislative hearings, council uses the information obtained during the hearing to decide whether or not to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner that is being requested by the applicant. After each application is announced, Lawrence Lank, the gentleman standing at the podium, will give a report to council on how the Planning and Zoning Commission reacted, whether they approved it, deferred it, or denied it, or recommended denial. If the council has not yet taken action and have deferred, council will also likely defer. When the applicant is, after Mr. Lank gives his report and council have asked any questions they may have of him, the applicant will be called on to present their application. After the applicant completes that process and presents any evidence that they have, then any member of the public who is here who has a question, a concern, an opposition, will be allowed to come to the podium and speak. When you come to the podium to speak, would you first please state your name so that we'll know on the record, if we ever have to replay it, who is making the statement. It would be helpful to give your name and address. After both sides have been heard from, we don't allow cross-examination where the applicant will ask questions of the opposition and vice versa. After both sides have been heard from, then council will decide whether or not it will take any action. If you have a cell phone, please turn it off or turn it to silent service. Mr. Lank, would you give us a report from the commission?
Yes, first item under for the public hearings is conditional use number 1677. The application of Tidewater Utilities Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 RPC agriculture residential district residential plan community for a regional water distribution facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 Sussex County on a parcel containing 1800ths of an acre more or less lying west of Road 346B approximately 4400 feet north of Road 346. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on August 24th, 2006. Before you is a black-bound booklet. It's an exhibit booklet that was submitted by the applicant. It makes reference to the project team and executive summary, references to the zoning ordinance and the comprehensive plan update, a letter from the Millville Volunteer Fire Company in support of the application, a Tidewater Utility Service Area map, an aerial photograph showing the projects proposed to be served by the facility, a copy of the site plan, a photograph of a similar tank site, and suggested proposed conditions and suggested findings of facts. I also set down before you a copy of the same conditions proposed and proposed findings, forgetting that they were in the booklet. We heard comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department. Again, the letter from the Millville Volunteer Fire Company was read into the record. Tim Willard was present on behalf of the applicant with Bruce Patrick of Tidewater Utilities Incorporated and gave presentation. John Griffith, an adjacent property owner, was present, not necessarily in opposition, but concerned about the location and screening and requested that the applicants leave as much vegetation as possible since the site, that the site be reforested when the facility is removed. And added that he would not object to Leland Cypress being used for screening. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application and deferred action for further consideration and do not meet again until Thursday, where this item is on the agenda for consideration as old business. We received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date since. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions of Mr. Lane? Is the applicant present, representative?
Yes, Tim Willard with Fuqua and Yuri representing the applicant. I have this application, and I have the next one, and Mr. Schrader has the last one. And he asked me to stretch it out and sort of give you a long version so he could have more time to prepare. But I've chosen actually to try to be pretty concise unless you have questions.
We fully understand he used to work for us. Emphasis on used to.
I think he'll be okay.
So he might be brain dead after that experience.
I do represent Tidewater in this application. This is conditional use 1677. The application is for a conditional use in an ARRPC. Specifically, it's to put two ground level water tanks that would be horizontally above ground but on the ground. Each of them would be 30,000 gallons. They would be located in a site that has already been approved in the Ellis Point RPC. The only difference is there'll be two of them. The previous approval was for a 75,000 gallon tank that was vertical. The previous approval was for that site and that booster tank, or that booster in that tank, to be support for Ellis Point, that is to give it the added pressure. This application is proposed to support not only that community, but three other communities that are nearby, and therefore that's the reason we're before you in a conditional use. This application is also for a temporary conditional use. Even though that might not be a term, we're telling you that this is a temporary solution to provide more water pressure to not one community, but all four communities with these two 60,000-gallon tanks. The long-term proposal, that is being in 5 years, to have an elevated tank to serve the, I believe it's called the Bay Colony, Cripple Creek, Bay Forest, Cripple Creek Tidewater area. So that's it in a nutshell. The history of the site is this was approved ARRPC. Final site plan was approved and includes the same pumping station. It was originally designed to be 175,000, and we're asking for 230s. I've already said that. As to the law on this, we believe the application is consistent with 115, 170 fund. It's a public purpose, at least, not even semi-public, that is providing water, and it's for the general convenience and welfare of this entire community. It's consistent with the Delaware Code, specifically Chapter 6904, which calls on you to make regulations and ordinances and conditional uses that are consistent with your comp plan, and specifically 6904 says to facilitate water supply. If you look at the Sussex County comp plan for public work systems, in fact, it's in tab 3, and I'll just be referring to this book. This area is designated with an arrow. It's just left of Ocean View, but it's the area that's yellow. It says potential future public water systems, and there's already one there. I've already noted the conditional uses, and specifically it's 115, 118. The conditional uses are allowed in RPCs. Your comprehensive plan calls for this area, environmentally sensitive development district, and I quote specifically from the language, several privately owned companies provide water service in this area. Expansion of these services plus a potential county water system is desirable. And because it helps us in this case, I'll quote the state strategy's level one language in regard to water, where they say directs maximum assistance to upgrades, reconstruction, treatment improvements, and system expansions within level one should be encouraged, and that's really what we're doing here. You have a letter from the Millville Fire Company indicating, and I quote, the construction of the storage tanks, and this is in response specifically to Tidewater's proposal to put these two tanks here. The construction of the storage tanks and pumping stations will establish a water supply in the area that would benefit us in firefighting operations. Apparently, the regulations have changed somewhat, and I neglected to introduce the actually all my applicants here. Jerry Esposito's here with Tidewater. Bruce Prack, Patrick is here. Jeremy Kalmbacher is somewhere here. Yeah, there he is. And they're all here to answer some more technical questions. But what they're required to have is, I think, approximately 500. Yeah. Yeah.
500 gallons. 500.
Right, right. And they have enough actually to serve this area for just regular use. But the key here is they need proper pressure for fire pressure, and that will bring them up for all four neighborhoods. And that's what this has been designed to do. If you look at tab 5, it's just a smaller version of what you see up there, and that's the service area location. It's the Bay Colony District. Originally, and I have the original site plan, if any of you want to see it, I think I introduced it at Planning and Zoning, shows about 0.1 acres where the old pumping station is. That area has not changed. It's redesigned a little bit because there are going to be two horizontal tanks and the booster, and the driveway's in a little different spot. The reality is, by this new design, there will be less trees disturbed. In any event, when these tanks go out, they've proposed to reforest it, and we put that as part of the condition. But not only will this serve Ellis Point, but the reason we're here is it will serve Seagrass Plantations, the preserves at Iron Landing, which I think is already developed, and also greens at Indian River. And then down the road, we hope to be before you for an elevated tank. You have at tab 6 an aerial photo which shows you exactly where it is across from Holt's Landing by Indian River. You have the engineering drawings. There's a larger version up there that shows you exactly how this would be set up. At tab 8, you have a photo of the what the tanks would look like. Obviously, it'd be landscaped and it wouldn't just be raw dirt. We're proposing to paint them a pale green, which would blend them in. They would be two 30,000-gallon tanks. They're 46 feet long, 10 1⁄2 inches in diameter, 12 feet high. Again, they're proposed to be temporary.
What do you mean by temporary? How many years do you project?
They're telling me 3 to 5. And in their overall plan, when they asked for an elevated tank for this area, that would obviate the need for them.
Would the elevated tank be at the same location the temporary tank is?
I'm going to let Mr. Patrick approach, if that's okay. I don't believe so.
No, we actually...
Can you state your name for the record?
Bruce Patrick, Vice President of Engineering with Tidewater Utilities. We've actually received over at the Bay Forest Club subdivision plan approval for an elevated tank at that subdivision. So within the next 5-year period, we plan to interconnect that. So the tank will not be at Ellis Point when that's done.
So these two tanks would be removed?
They would be removed, yes.
This looks like two 30,000-gallon LP tanks.
Exactly.
That's all it looks like right now.
Right, right.
Filled with water.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's a TIS, there's no TIS requested. As far as maintenance on this, at most maybe one visit a day, but probably once a week. There's a small drive to service it. There'd be a booster there.
I was just saying, if there's a fire, they got the booster kicks in to get the pressure.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I know Dan used to say at Sussex Shores Water Company that somebody had to go flick a switch when there was a fire.
Now this automatically would kick on with a pressure dropping when the hydrants opened up. It would kick on and supply the appropriate pressure.
That sounds like an improvement.
But the convenience of an elevated tower, that's how you get your pressure. So you're just putting booster pumps in line to kick on the forces, getting away from the elevator.
Correct.
Is all you're doing.
Yes.
So is one of the conditions that when the elevated tank at another location gets built, these will go away, so that any neighbors who may have a problem with looking at these will know that they won't be there?
Once it's interconnected, I guess. It'll be built naturally, and it may be online for a short period, and we will interconnect it over the next 5-year period.
To specifically answer your question, there was one gentleman that lived, and if you look at the aerial right next door, and he appeared last time, and Mr. Lank read his comments, and he was interested in the buffer, and I think he preferred Leyland's than a fence, and we're flexible on that. We did not include the temporary provision in the proposed conditions.
But I mean, I can see a change. Like somebody new comes on board here with Tidewater, and they say, let's leave them and we'll use them as part of the system.
Mr. Cole,
and you're telling us.
In the hearing record from the commission, it stated that the applicant would not oppose a 5-year limitation.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Did, They don't, okay.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's our intent, and things could change, but that's certainly our intent now.
Mm-hmm.
And just to move, do you have any more questions for Mr. Patrick at this? No. Just to move on, you have the proposed conditions, which include a standard that this be built according to AWA standards. The tanks will be painted neutral green. Lighting shall be limited to normal security lights. The size of the tank, both as far as volume, length, and site plan review. And again, I think I intentionally left out one in reference blocking it either with a fence or landscaping because we wanted some input. And the most immediate neighbor seemed to want Leyland's, and we'd be happy to put that in as a condition. And you also have findings of
they can do that under site plan review, can't they, Lawrence? Is that right?
Yes.
That's all I have on this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Griffin. Is there anyone else present who wishes to speak in support of this application? Anyone present who wishes to speak in opposition to this application? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized.
May I make one comment, just reference P&Z? It's my understanding that they have this on for old business on this Thursday night.
Thank you for that.
P&Z has stated. Deferred. So
it was already stated.
Any motion deferred down?
So moved deferred.
Motion by Mr. Phillips. Second by Mr. Cole to defer on here on my paper. Conditional use number
1677.
1677. Questions, Mr. Cole? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Next case.
Could you next time make them different colors so we don't get them confused?
All of these.
The second item is conditional use number 1694, the application of Tidewater Utilities to consider the conditional use of land in a GRRPC, General Residential District Residential Plan Community, for an elevated water storage tank public utility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 18,234 square feet, more or less, lying south of Angola Road, being Road 2.